Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, you know all of that dream.
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ibram. We're going to get ready and turn within. Recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize this one power that is known by many names as God. Yes, we recognize that great spirit as God, the good, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. Thank you, God. We're going to get ready as we become very intentional about the breath. Because sometimes we forget to breathe, family. Sometimes we forget to breathe. And so right now, I just want you to take a deep breath by breathing in through the nose, holding it to the point of vibration, holding it to the count of eight, and then releasing the breath. And I want you to breathe deep into the diaphragm, deep into the heart, reminding you that the heart has wisdom. So together, family, let's take us a deep breath as we become still. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. And as we harness the energy in this collective consciousness, knowing that there is only one mind and one power, recognizing that there is power in collective consciousness, I want you to remember to breathe, family. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. Breathe. And release. Last time, be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. Divine Mother, Father, God, oh, come Holy Spirit, precious and Holy One, come Holy Spirit, I just want to come before you, Holy Spirit, with a heart of gratitude, asking that every word of my mouth and every meditation of my mouth will be acceptable as I speak from the transcending power of my I am presence. Oh, I'm asking you, Holy Spirit, to come, God, and do your will in us, as us, all around us, God. I'm asking you to come, God, and bring forth a fresh anointing, God. Asking you to remove every human created thought this morning, God. Asking you to remove every human created ego, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and speak to somebody's mind today, God. I'm asking you to come today and speak to somebody's heart, God. Oh, Father, Mother, God of this great universe, I'm asking you to come in the collective consciousness of this call right now, God, to expand the Love Journey's territory, God. I'm asking you to expand each and every person under the sound of my voice, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and bring forth a blessing that will make manifest the glory of you in us today, God, as us today, God. I'm asking you to call forth the greater version of ourselves this morning, God, that we may speak every word from our higher mind self, God, that we may come from the beloved, the I am presence, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to come right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you right now, God, to rain down your blessings right now, God, as we recognize the consciousness of Christ in us right now, that we recognize that we are the consciousness of Christ, God. Thank you right now, God, for all that is, God. Thank you for this opportunity to come together in one mind, God. Thank you for this opportunity to come with one spirit, God. I'm asking you right now, God, oh, Holy Spirit, to just keep your blessings coming, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to bring forth an anointing upon us right now, God, that there would not be room enough to receive that anointing, God. I'm asking you to bring forth a supernatural, explosive blessing over our life right now, God. Oh, I'm calling forth a supernatural, explosive favor right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to let the presence of our presence to be a blessing, God, that we, every cell in our body, to return to its highest vibration, God. I'm asking you to bless our bodies, God. I'm asking you to bless every organ, every muscle fiber, every atom, every nucleus, every living system in our being, God. I'm asking you to cleanse and renew every living system in our being, any patterns, any behavior, any data, any information that is stored in the body, in the cells, in the organs, God, I'm asking you to, that is no longer serving the highest purpose, God, I'm asking you to remove it right now, God. And to restore every part of our body, every cell and every muscle fiber and every organ and every living system in our being back to its highest vibratory, energetic expression right now, God. I'm asking you to cleanse our cells right now, God, to remove anything in our cells, any information, any data, anything that is stored in the cells that is no longer, God, serving a higher purpose, God. I'm asking you to remove it right now, God. Cleanse ourselves right now, God, and return ourselves back to this highest vibratory, energetic expression of you in ourselves, God. I'm asking you to come right now, God. You said in your word, we can speak a thing and it shall be done, God. Oh, I'm calling forth a greater version of ourselves today, God. Oh, you said in your word that I can speak that thing, God. You said I can speak to those dry bones this morning, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to return these cells right back to its highest vibration, God, that everywhere we go, people will recognize and feel the presence of you in this right now, God. Oh, that we can be the presence of you on this planet right now, God, that people will feel you in our presence, God, that our presence will be a blessing, that we will be so blessed, God, by the presence of you in us, that our presence will be such a blessing that even those that are blessed will call us blessed, God. Even the blessed will call us blessed, God. That we will be so anointed with the anointing of Abraham right now, God, that we will be so blessed, God, that even the blessed will call us blessed and recognize the blessing that we are, God. I ask you to bless our comings this morning, God. I ask you to bless our goings this morning, God. I ask you to bless us so that our ears will not have heard, our eyes will not have seen the blessings that you're about to bestow right now on us, right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to bless every area of our lives right now, God. Oh, I'm asking you to bless our relationships right now. Come on, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to bless our intimate relationships. Come on, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to bless our children this morning. Come on, Holy Spirit, and anoint our children right now, God. Oh, that they will grow and be mighty in the land, God. Oh, that they are whispered in the ear that they are the apple of your eye, God. That they will be reminded of their greatness today, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to take your palm in the hand and keep our children protected right now, God. That they will be placed in the palm of your hand, God, and whispered how amazing that they are. And that they will see with a greater version of themselves, God, and who and what they are right now, God. I'm asking you to remind them today, God, of the blessings that they are, the gifts that they are to the planet right now, God. Oh, I'm asking you to bless our seeds today, God, and even our seeds long after we're gone, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to bless our finances right now, God, to enlarge our territory right now, enlarge our financial territory, God, and give us the courage, God, massive courage to take massive action on any divine inspired ideas this morning, God. Oh, come, God, and give us divine inspiration to move forward with the ideas that you have so eloquently placed inside our heart today, God. I'm asking you to come in this call right now, God, and bring forth multi-million dollar ideas, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to bless every book that is written, God, and every word on the page will bless somebody's heart, God. Multi-million dollar films, God, that will bless and turn somebody's mind around, God, to remind them who's when, what they are, God. Walking red carpet events, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to bless the territory, God. I'm asking you to bless the comings and going, God. I'm asking you to create ease, elegance, and grace, God. A path that is paved with gold this morning, God. Oh, where they can just move and navigate with ease, knowing that you have the front, the back, the sides, and all that is, God. Reminding us, God, that when we're down to nothing, God, you always up to something, God, because you don't need our help. You just need our permission, God. So teach us right now, God, to get out of our way, God, so that we can allow the presence of the divine expression of ourselves that came to the planet to fulfill a purpose to come forth right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm going to say that again. Give us the energy, the knowing, the wherewithal, the courage, and the know-how to just get out the way, God, so that the divine can come and express what it came to express as on this planet in the fullest expression of you right now, God. Teach us how to be God on the planet, God. Teach us right now to walk in our authority right now, God. Teach us how to walk in our mastery right now, God. Teach us how to dominion, how to dominate the presence of ourselves as the gods and goddesses on this planet in this right now moment, God. Let us walk in the fullest expression of who we came on this planet to be, that when they see us, they see you, Holy Spirit. That when they feel us, they feel you, Holy Spirit. That every thought we think will be your thoughts. Come on, God, do your stuff. Oh, that every word we speak will be your words right now. Come on, God, do your stuff. That we will manifest, that we will operate in the alchemist energy that we came to the planet to be, the magical presence of ourselves right now, God. Oh, let the magic, let the magical presence of ourselves be so magical, God, that even our presence will be known as the alchemist that we came to the planet, God. Let us touch everything that we touch turned not just platinum, gold, platinum, gold, the highest element on the planet, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to anoint these feet, that everywhere we tread our feet shall be upon your ground, God. They will know you exist because we exist, God. They will know your presence by our words, God. They will know you by our thoughts, God. They will know you because we will be the highest expression of you on this planet in our fullest expression of you right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, remove any conditioning right now, God. Any veils that have keeping us from our greatest version of ourselves, God. I'm asking you to come right now, God, with the presence of our eyes and teach us how to see with the 2020 vision of you right now, God, that we can see ourselves the way you see us right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, that we can come full played out, God, that we will speak only the words of you right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to come in this collective consciousness and raise the vibratory energy of this call right now, God. Oh, raise that we can feel the presence of you in our consciousness, God, that we will feel you in the consciousness of our beings right now, God, that we will feel you in our knowings, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to touch us right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to raise us right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to enlarge our every area of our life territory right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to come right now, God. Oh, and thrust us into our supernatural place of blessing right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to touch us right now. Let us feel you right now, God. Let the vibrations begin right now, God. Let us change the molecules, the atmospheres with our words this morning, God. Oh, we want to feel you right now, God. Oh, we want to make manifest the glory of you right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, touch us right now, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and And I just come before you, oh, Holy Spirit, in my highest presence right now. Oh, Holy Spirit, just wanted to say thank you, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and bring forth a healing on the land right now, God. Oh, Father God, I'm asking you to come and bring a healing over our hearts. Come, Mother God, and bring a healing over our mind right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you right now, God, to bring a healing like no other, God. Where there's a need, God, I'm asking you to heal. Where there's a desire right now, God, I'm asking you to heal. Where there's a blessing, I'm asking you to heal, God. Oh, somebody came this morning, God, because they needed a word today, God. Oh, somebody came because they needed to hear from you today, God. Oh, somebody needed a blessing today, God. Somebody came with a mind to be blessed today, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to open up your doors, your gates, your heaven, and pour out a blessing right now that we may feel the presence of your love right now, God. Oh, rain down your love upon us right now, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God, because I'm just one grateful somebody this morning, God. Oh, I come before your people today, God, just to let them know that I'm just one grateful somebody, God. I am just one grateful somebody right now, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for all that is, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, let us feel your blessing. Let us feel your joy today, God. Let us feel the atmosphere with your presence, God. Oh, Father God, everywhere we walk, God, every place we tread our feet, Holy Spirit, somebody will see our light. They will know us by our light, God. They shall know us by our light, Holy Spirit, and let our light shine so bright that people will come up and say, there's something peculiar the way you do what you do, God. Oh, Father God. Oh, Mother God, they say there's something peculiar about the way we do what we do, God. Let us walk in the fullest expression of our authority with all the authority that has been invested in me, God. I speak these words knowing that they shall not return void, God, because you said in your word even before I called, God. You said in your word even before I called, Holy Spirit, even before I called upon your name this morning in the consciousness, in the mighty, matchless name of you, God, you said you will answer. Even before I call, Holy Spirit, you said in your word, it is he that gives thee the power to give wealth, God. You said in your word, it is you that give richly all things, Holy Spirit. You even said in your word, it is your great desire. Oh, yes, God. You said it is your great pleasure to give us the desires of our heart, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm just ready to receive all of your goodness, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm just grateful to walk in my authority today, God. I'm just one grateful somebody to walk in my fullest expression of God on the planet, God. I thank you, God, that somebody might know you just by my presence. Somebody might recognize you just by my energetic knowing, God. Oh, somebody might feel you just because of my presence today, God. I give thanks, Holy Spirit, as a walking embodiment of you on the planet, God. Oh, I give thanks to recognize that I am all that I am, God. Oh, that I am, Holy Spirit. Thank you right now, God. As I end this prayer, I say thank you. In the mighty matchless name, nature, and consciousness of love, light, and knowing. I say amen, I say, and so it is. Oh, good morning, God. Good morning, good morning, good morning, God. Whew. I'm just one grateful somebody, you know, Holy Spirit. I'm just one grateful somebody, and I just want to stop and say thank you for each and every one of your presence on this line on this morning. I just want to say thank you for the profound blessing to have you, Love Journey, as a part of my life each and every day, each and every morning. To know that I have you in my life is such a blessing. It's because of you that I've grown. It's because of you that I've stretched. Even when I didn't think I could and tried it anyway, I thank you for you being the reason that I am. It's because of you that I am. I thank you for your prayers. I thank you for your texts. I thank you for your words. I thank you for the times when I didn't know how. You may have called. You may have texted. You may have sent an email. And that may have just touched the very essence of my soul. And so today, with the very profoundness of my heart and every gratitude and cell in my body, I just want to thank the Love Journey community for stretching, growing the very presence of my being on this planet. And so right now, family, I just pray blessings upon you, that the same blessings that are coming in my life, the same stretching and knowing will be upon you as even greater, that you will find the purpose that you came to the planet, that you will find and know that you are such a gift this morning. You see, I want you to know today that you are a mighty gift to this planet. So many times we walk through this life, and so many times we do what we do, and we never acknowledge the gift that you truly are. We sometimes we're not so present in our own bodies because we give so much of ourselves away. And so today I just wanted to stop and remind you to be still. You see, somebody needs to hear this morning. Be still. You're growing and you're knowing and your questions and your answers. And those answers to those questions are in the stillness. It's in the knowing of your stillness. It's in the inside, the blueprint. You see, you came equipped with a special blueprint that only you breath. See, nobody can do what you've been called to do the way you've been called to do it. See, nobody came with that special sauce that you've been equipped with. See, when God created you, God said, let me take all of myself right now and put all of you together by placing myself inside of you right. See, family, I wanted to stop by this morning on the Love Journey and remind you this morning that you're not using your fullest knowledge and expression of you right now. See, you've been so equipped with such a gift that you are truly magical. You are such an alchemist. You know, you are truly gifted with such spiritual tools that even the vibratory energetic expression of your voice can change the atmosphere. You see, you can speak to those knees this morning that may be paining you. You can speak to your back right now and tell your back exactly what you needed to do. You can change the atmosphere just by your presence. You can shift the molecules in your relationship just by your presence. If you understood the full gifts that you've been given, family, I just want you to know today that we shouldn't be experiencing any more lack of any areas of our life, because truly to know who and what you came to the planet to express is to recognize that you're an alchemist, that you're magical, that you can speak a thing, that you can even touch a thing just by the very presence of your touch, that you can walk in a room and the atmosphere would change because you were there. And so today, family, whatever you're experiencing, know that you were gifted with the power to touch a thing and change and raise the vibrations in your atmosphere. You see, you're so powerful and magnificent and so amazing that God said, let me put you here for such a time as this. And even before your mother recognized that you were in the womb of her belly, that God said, I had plans for success even before I placed you in the womb of your mother belly. Just that promise right there should let you know that you came to live a prosperous life. You see, you came on this land right here, on this planet right here, to live abundantly. Abundantly, not just in finances, but in every area of your life. So, so many times we ask the question, where do I need to release? I want you to really think about this morning. Where do I release the blinders that have kept me from the fullest expression of myself? What is stopping me from having that amazing relationship that I desire? What's stopping me from living that financial abundance that I know that I should and came to the planet to be? What's stopping me from walking in the fullest of myself? And so many times, it's the mind chatter that keeps us from the fullest expression of knowing that we can't lose. We cannot lose. Reading this book that I'm reading called The Subtle Art of Not Giving a F-U-C-K really made me think about life from a different perspective. You know, it's about failure. It's about just knowing that failure is just another part of growing, expanding. And so many times we're afraid to fail. So many times we're afraid because we give so much about what people think about us. So this book gives you a different perspective of not giving up about what people think. And that's what the book is called, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a F-U-C-K. And reading this book, I'm not saying it's one of the greatest books. It's not a very inspiring book, but it makes you think, why do I give up about what people think? Why? So I want you to think today, why do we ask for so much validation outside of us? And think about this, every time we look for validation outside of ourselves, guess what? The same person that gave us that validation, we're going to need again, because guess what? You're going to lose the momentum and you're going to need somebody to validate you. The only thing that ever needs validation is parking. Why do we need so many people to validate us? And I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about me right now. Why did I and why do I still, in some kind of ways, still need somebody to say, girl, good job. Oh, you know. Yeah. Why? So what if nobody but one person got fed by what I said? What if nobody got fed by what I said but myself? What if what I said today didn't mean anything to anybody but me? What if the message was just for me? Why would I care about what somebody else thinks? Why do I need anybody to validate the very essence and the very gift and the very presence that I am on the planet? You see, when you begin to see your own greatness, that validation will become needed less and less and less. You see, when you begin to recognize that the work that you do is not just for you, it's for those who come in the presence of you, you will begin to feel that need of validation less and less and less. You see, because when you begin to really truly recognize you as the gift and you begin to truly honor and love the gift that you are, the more you love you, the more that you don't need the love outside of you, the more you will become the love that you always needed. You become the answer, yes, to what you always needed. You become what you need. I am what I need. I am what I need. You are what you need. You won't be needing anything outside yourself, and everything outside yourself will be icing on the cake. You can have a cake without the icing, and it'll be so good, but the icing just be like, well, okay, another added bonus. But if you didn't have the icing, you would be just as good as if you had the icing, because you recognize that you would be so fooled by your own presence. You see, when Jesus was walking past the lady in the well, and she asked Jesus if he was thirsty. You know what Jesus was Like if you knew what I knew, you never thirst again. You see, if you drink from the water that I'm about to tell you from, you would never thirst again. If you eat from the plate that I'm about to feed you from, you will never hunger again. And she didn't really understand what Jesus meant, because she was kind of offended, because she, in her own mind, had told herself a story that she wasn't good enough. You see, when Jesus broke it down at the well, he told her, baby, no matter about how many husbands you have, and it don't even matter who you're living with up in that house right now, it doesn't matter, because what I'm about to break down right now for you is that all those five husbands came to bring you to this point where I am right now so that you can understand what I'm about to break down to you. And when Jesus broke it down, she said, oh, Holy Spirit, I got it. You see, I ain't going to never thirst again. I'm never going to hunger again. And she was so blessed by the spiritual food that Jesus had fed her. She was so blessed by the water for her mind that Jesus had given her that she wanted the world to know. You ever had something that felt so good or told to you that was so good that you wanted the world to know? Yes, you want the world to know. And that's how Jesus felt. If you knew what I know. You see, our brother Jesus said one thing that blows my mind. He said, and as always was curious, even as a little girl, Jesus said, I came to do these things, but you can do what I've done, and you can do even greater works. So, you see, so many of our conditioning believed that Jesus was such out of a realm that of our understanding that we did not even believe that we could do what Jesus did. We don't even believe it to this day that we can do what Jesus did, nor do we believe that we can do greater works. But if the world told us that, our brother said that I came that you might have life, and these things that I've done, you can do, and you can do it greater. Then what does it mean to walk the planet in our fullest expression of the Christ consciousness? What does that really mean? Janine, the Christ consciousness? What does that really mean? So let's break that down today. How do I get to walk in my fullest expression of the gift, the God, the Goddess, however we see this energetic expression of ourselves? How do we get to do that? I want you to listen to this. And then I want you to really listen to this. This is, you know, I always bring you some amazing stuff. This is KRS. And you know, it doesn't matter to me who brings us food for our mind. For me, it can be any religion, it can be anybody. Sometimes even rappers can bring us stuff. You know, like even listening to Jay-Z sometimes, I'd be like, man, it blows my mind how when Jay-Z broke down the expression of God. He said, you know, God is so, and this is my paraphrase, and it's not Jay-Z words, but he basically said that it doesn't matter what you call God. He said, you can call God whatever you want, because God doesn't care what you call God. You see, this energy, this powerful energetic expression that we on this line recognize as God, and some people recognize it as many different names, but God is not offended by what we call this expression. I use the word God because that's the mainstream of people that come here that understand that word is God, the supreme being, the all-knowing, the infinite intelligent. We can go on for days while we recognize this energy. But I tell you, when I recognize KRS in this way, I want you to think about just how powerful we are, that we can speak a word and not even say vibrations out of our mouth. We can hear our thoughts, and we can even see without even seeing out our eyes. Listen to this, and we're going to break it down.
There's an exercise where, oh, we just say this. Rockstar energy drink. Wow, I just put that in history. See how quick history come up right there. Rockstar energy drink. Those who want to do the exercise, we're going to say Rockstar to ourselves without opening our mouths, without saying anything outside. We're going to say this to ourselves. We're going to say Rockstar to ourselves. Don't say it out loud at the count of three. One, two, three. Okay. Now, the question to ask, if you've said Rockstar in your mind, the question to ask is, what voice is that? What voice is that? What voice just spoke? You just said Rockstar without moving your mouth at all. On top of that, you on top of saying Rockstar, you heard yourself say Rockstar. How can you hear yourself say Rockstar and no vibration of sound has happened? See, this puts a different perspective on what sound actually is and what memory is. Memory's not in the brain. Memory's in the soul. The only thing you take with you after this life is your memories or your knowledge, your experiences. That's the only thing you take. Unless you study Egypt culture, they believe you can take all their stuff with you onto the other side. Just as a side note. But if you said Rockstar in your mind or in your being is the true statement, in your being, what was that voice? What was the voice that spoke, and then you heard yourself speaking? But these ears did not hear you say anything because your mouth didn't move. So the ears didn't hear it, the mouth did not move, but you spoke, and you heard yourself speaking. If you close your eyes, you can see this better. If you close your eyes and put this image in another sight, if you close your eyes, you can still see this. What is the sight that can see your future? These two eyes don't see the future. These two eyes don't see the past. Yet, you can see your past and you can see your future. You can actually see your past. What is the sight that can see beyond time?
God.
Don't give it away. This is an ancient meditation. This is an ancient meditation that I am not the flesh. I am the energy, the consciousness, the being in the flesh, and this is proof. This is no phase. This is not religion. This is actual fact. You can speak without moving your mouth. You can hear without ears. You can see without eyes.
Without eyes.
So what happens when these eyes, this mouth, and this ear drops off into the grave? These other senses are all you're left with. Death is an illusion. Once you realize this, you live your life more courageously. Now, no one wants to die before their time, so you try to protect yourself. But know that this body is the limitation of you. It is not your zenith. It is not your ultimate. Your ultimate is that voice that just said Rockstar. That voice that just said Rockstar without nothing physical moving, that person is immortal. That person is not here with you. Let's go deeper. The body is in, what is it, three dimensions, right? Forward, back, right, left, up, down, and time. Fourth dimension. Three dimensions plus time. That's our physical reality. Front, back, right, left, up, yeah. down, that's 3D plus time. What happened to in and out? Look at the East, look at the English thought. Back, forth, right, left, up, down, no in and out. No in and out. What is in and out? Rockstar. Rockstar says, I exist without the body. So where is this other existence? Where is it? It's not here. It's not in three-dimensional space where you really are. The person that said this is in a whole different dimension. Just switch a little bit. Talk to yourself more. Affirm to yourself more. Don't move none of this. Close this down and go within and say, I am the greatest dot, dot, dot ever. I have all my needs coming with speed. I am a being of love and light and knowledge. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Whatever it is, have your affirmation on your tongue. Or, sorry, in your being. This is how the gods created this whole reality. The first humans, imagine. The first humans, they came from inner space. They came out. Study the Anunnakis. They came out of inner space. Not from up, outer space. Inner space. Rockstar. Before there was a body, there was this voice. Traveling in this voice's dimension. To get here to the earth, the inner voice created this outer extension of itself to be in this dimension. Once you realize that you are not just in this dimension, but you're also in another dimension, you now are free. Because whatever happens to you here in this dimension is not your only reality. See, this is how Jesus was able to get beaten and brutalized and hang on the cross. He wasn't here. He was the rock star. Inside, he went to the inner man. Do what you want with the body. I'm not here. Now, once you realize that level of consciousness, where you are officially, you identify yourself as the spirit, not the flesh. You are the inner voice, not the outer voice. Once you become the inner voice, now your outer voice has power. Now when you speak, it's not just a shell speaking. There's a being speaking through the shell. And this is where you heal all sickness in your body. This is where you command reality to work with you, and it works according to your consciousness. Why? Because it's not a shell that's speaking. There's a real being in the shell that is speaking. And when the real being speaks, all nature and the universe respond.
Come on. I know somebody got lost on that. All things in the universe respond to the being when we command from the fifth dimension, from the being, from the place that is always, that will exist even when this physical body does not exist. So, why did I play that this morning? Why am I saying these things to you this morning? You see, I'm the answer to the prayer that you've been asking. You've been trying to deal with life from a three-dimensional space when you need to go in and tap into that, what you want to call it, fifth-dimensional. You can call it whatever energy you call it. It does not matter to me. What I want you to understand today, and I don't want you to get lost in the sauce by defining it, by giving it a name. We can call it God. We can call it energy. We can call it fifth dimension, inner man, whatever. Please don't get caught up in the semantics of it, but just the fact that you have the power to tap in a source, to heal, to shift, and to transform your life today. So that is the reason why I played it. Because so many times we try to deal with this physical world with a physical from a physical place. You see, when it tells us that we're not fighting against physicality and all that stuff right there, our answer is to go into the spirit realm, into the place where the being is located, the place where our fifth dimension, where we can transcend this physical body and command the universe. See, that's the place of commandment. We think, oh, we can affirm and affirm in the words that we affirm, but it's when we raise and elevate the place. You see, prayer is not really about praying, oh, Holy Spirit, beg. The prayer is to invoke and invite yourself into a higher mind presence, that you will go into this realm where you could command the realm to, which is in that invisible space, to physically bring forth into the visible world. That's how powerful you are. But see, this is why we've not been able to connect to the idea that I can do what Jesus came to the planet to do and more, is because we don't know how to get into that fifth dimension, that space, the being and the knowing and the consciousness, because we got too much junk that separates us from the knowing. And so we have to learn to command ourselves to reach that level of that dimension that will give us and gift us through the very commanding of our words, that every molecule in the universe, that everything in nature and everything around us will have to come into the authority, because you've been invested with that authority. You've been invested with that dominion. You've been invested with the domination of that idea that you, but see, you see, the Creator was so cold. Oh my God. It knew that if you wasn't prepared with the physical understanding or the wherewithal or the understanding of what you need to do or capable of handling this problem, you wasn't able to use it. See, sometimes we don't understand why I'm not, they say I'm an alchemist, but why haven't I been able to turn fool's gold into real gold? Why haven't I been able to take 5 loaves and 2 fish and multiply and amplify? Why haven't I been able to speak to a thing and it shift the molecule? Because the power of that being comes with the work. What do you mean the work? What is the work? The work is to remove the conditioning, the unforgiveness, because the power that exists in you is so powerful that you have to be able to come from a vibration of forgiveness, of love, that you will not use this power other than to for the goodness of the land and all those who are concerned. And so today, this might be one for you to come back and listen to, rethink, and even ask yourself, what conditioning, what veils must be released so that I can operate in the fullest expression of my being that I came to the planet? How do I tap into that fifth dimension that KRS was talking about, or God, or however you see this powerful energy that lives and exists in you, as you, that's all around you, that you have the power to command with just the vibrational voice that is in, that not even using this physical voice. How do I connect into the oneness of that being? So let me give you an idea of what it feels like when you connect in that space where you can command all things. I don't know if anybody run. They call it a runner's high. So I'm going to give you different examples so everybody can remember or think about having this being in that space. And when you're running and you're running and you're running and you go into this space where there's no time, there's no dimension, there's nothing, and you, before you know it, you done ran 10 miles and you don't know what happened because you wasn't in the physical presence of it. They call that the runner's high. Most of us can relate to this. Unless you're a virgin or a celibate, maybe you don't remember, but in this space when you're making love with the universe opens, right before the orgasm happens, there's this space and time where you transcend in your physical body and you're in this space and this orgasmic feeling. That's this fifth dimensional space. Or let me see another idea. Oh. You ever been in a daydream and you may be driving or sitting there, and when you find yourself in this space and when you come back from wherever you've been in your mind, you don't even know where you are. You're like, where am I? Because your mind has taken you, transcended into the realm you are, into a space, and before you know it, you don't know what street you're on, where you at. You look around like, where am I? That's this fifth dimensional space where you, where the universe opens up and you get to command the universe to heal the body, to command your finances, to shift anything that's happening in your life. That's the space of manifestation. That's the space where you've been given the power to command, to speak a thing and it shall be done. And so today, this conversation is to... Some of you may already know, some of you might, this may be new to, some of you may not know how to get to that space, but this is the space. Even gratitude takes us there sometimes, you know. You can be so grateful that you just transcend the physical space. It's when, you know, your mind has traveled into a dimension that keeps, that you feel nothing in your body. You just blank out, but yet you're still conscious. And in that space is where you have the power to release the conditioning, the veils, shift the molecules to shift into the space that assists you into operating into the God, Goddess energetic expression of that being in the physical world. And so today I want you to tap into that power. You see, in this collective consciousness of whoever is listening to this call, whoever will come back to the call, when we learn to be in those being spaces, then we can not only shift our world, but we can shift the atmosphere of our communities. And so it's time for us to walk in our authority today. It's time to use the gift that we've been giving in our spiritual tools. We stand in a three-dimensional space for too long. That's why we feel what they call sadness and depressions and all these things that we've been given. And then we numb ourselves with alcohol and drugs to the point that we cannot get to the space that we need to get to even heal, transform our lives. Because between food and between all the drugs and alcohol, the things are numbing us to the gift that we are. Is numbing us to how to shift from this three-dimensional into that fifth-dimensional space. Yeah, it may sound like woo-woo, Star Wars kind of stuff. I know y'all probably saying, this girl done lost her mind. I promise you this was not my message. So the words and things that came out today was meant for somebody to hear today. Or maybe it was just meant for me. I don't know. But my message today, it's time for you to be the alchemist you came to the planet to be. And you truly are an alchemist. You are a magical being. And if you want to know why you haven't been able to take the vision off the vision board, if you want to know why you haven't been able to take the things that you truly desire, and even though you may be getting some of the things, but you feel like I'm All right, family. So I'm just going to go with this. I don't know if you all heard what I heard, but it just went into a shh, like another space. I don't know. Maybe someone was trying to come in with us. Maybe it got happy with us and it was blessing. I don't know. But I don't know if you guys got the chance to hear that, but I just want to say in my last words to you, it's time for us to operate in our fullest expression today. It's time for you to stop playing with the, remember we used to play God when we were in church? You know, I mean, we were little kid children. We used to play church and play God. Now it's time to stop playing. And now it's time to use your spiritual tools. It's time for you to get what you want. And in order to get that, you must seek that inner being, that expression, that you of you that's bigger than the physical presence of you that you can connect to bring the invisible into the visible world. There is power in knowing how to manifest from the fifth dimension. And so, family, we're going to be discussing more of this, and I'm going to leave it like this. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, please, 5-6, and I'm going to bring in anybody who may have any questions in our teleconference line. Give me a minute, I gotta go to, because I'm using my phone. I'm still out of town, so be patient if you want Blog Talk and you have a question or comment. All right, family, I just want to remind you today, the only way to really live that fullest expression is to really tap into that source. And today, family, you have the power. I hope that those words, that KRS, and the words that I said to you really penetrated your knowing, your being, the energetic expression of you today, so that you can walk in that inner expression of you today. And I'm going to open up your line.
Good morning. Beautiful lady love. Thank you so much. Only comment I have is that was an awesome, awesome message this morning. And it's really right on time for me because I've been working on trying to understand alchemy. And you just gave us a perfect example of that. And, you know, talking about living from the inside out. And I hadn't heard it in those terms before. The fifth dimension. I mean, I remember the fifth dimension, the singers. but... Yeah, so I just want to say thank you, and I definitely will be going back to study this and sharing it because I have a group of women that I would like to invite to hear this message. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And KRS, I don't know him, but I thank you for bringing him to us. And like you said, you know, you don't know who the message is going to come from because we're all endowed with that ability within us to bring forth a divine message such as this. So thank you. I appreciate you. I love you. And I appreciate the message this morning. Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings. Thank you for, you know, honoring us with your voice this morning. KRS was definitely a conscious artist, rapper, speaker. Mm-hmm. That's what KRS is. All right. You know, it's interesting how much of the gift of God that I learned through conscious artists like KRS. And I can go on and name Mos Def, Jay-Z, different people who sometimes I sit with their music and say, wow, God, listen to what they just said. You know, I remember in summer, Jay-Z's lyrics, he said, we got to stop running from the pain and got to run to the pain. And I used to think, why does that line stick to my mind? And that, from that line, I learned how to live and really address pain. That's when the acronym came, pay attention inward now. And I started to write when pain showed up, what are you here to teach me? Because everything that's happening in the universe is happening for our good. Nothing happens to us. It only happens for us. And I know it's hard to believe because, see, in our conditioning, we believe in only the good feelings of God. So we can't imagine life having pain, but pain is what propels us to our greatness. because we're beings that have not learned how to live from this dimension without pain yet. Now, you can, now this is a whole other lesson. I'm going to say this and then I'm going to close out. But you can choose not to have to have pain. You can choose not to have struggle still on your lessons. Because remember, I love this line right here. This is called to me in my mind. You see, pain will push you until the vision begins to pull you. Pain pushes you around until the vision pulls you. And you know why we've been conditioned to have to learn from pain? Because we won't be still and tap into the dimension. So we got to be pushed around by the universe that, okay, that's not the direction. All right, he's not the one. Nope, that's not it. And we got to keep pushing until the pain sends us to the inside, into that inner man, into that inner woman, into that inner expression, into that inner being, into that fifth dimension, into that place of knowing, all-knowing being that is in the expression of us. And when we move and transcend metaphysically, metaphysics meaning that we are metaphysics, meaning meta means beyond the physical. That means when we can tap into the space that's beyond this physical, transcend beyond the physical, guess what happens? That's when we can tap into that space of being the Christ on the planet. The presence that Christ said that we can do and do more is in that space. And then we will no longer need pain to push us around, because the vision begins to pull us. You see, we won't need struggle, lack. We won't need those things no more, because we won't need contrast, because we've become powerful enough to tap into that being, the part of us that is committed to the commitment. See, being here in California made me think about that this morning. 4 o'clock in the morning, got up 3:50. I'm like, wow. Didn't go to bed till 12 because we were in Hollywood. And so when I laid down, I'm like, okay. Spirit woke me up at 3:45. I said, okay, I'm going to get out of bed at 3:50, go in the bathroom so I don't wake up, right? And I began to pray, and I said, oh, I'm just going to put on some Reverendite. And so as I got through praying, and I just started speaking, it wasn't anything that I had planned to say. But it was what was needed today. Because we got to stop playing God and be the God. We got to stop playing with alchemy and be the alchemist. We got to stop playing the magic and be the magic. And the magic comes from that fifth dimension, that expression of God, that being, whatever the energy that is exists in this whole universe that is inside of us as us, that came to express itself on this planet as us. We got to learn how to tap, not unconsciously, but consciously. See, sometimes we do unconscious. But I want you to be conscious about how to get there. And the reason I remind you of that space, that magical space, that euphoric space that you feel right before the orgasm, that euphoric space when you're in the runner's high, that euphoric space you're in when you've been in a dreamland and you're woken, you don't know where you're like, what's going on? How long have I been dozed out, but in a conscious space? That's that euphoric expression that we can tap into, in that space is the space when the universe opens up to us and allows us to command the invisible world into the physical world. Come on, family. You've been given the power. Now you've been given the answer to how to get there. Now will you use it to shift and to transform not only your life, but those around you? That's my message. And I'm sticking to it. All right, family. Again, I don't have my computer. I am using my phone. So if there's anybody in the queue who wants to speak, star six. All right, family, thank you for tuning in to this message on this day. Again, I thank you, each and every one of you, because of you I am. I promise you, studying have made myself approved. And the word said that, study so that you can be made approved. I tell you, studying has made me approved, meaning that it's the work that I do to be prepared to come to this line that shift is elevated. And I promise you, when this line started, I mean, I keep saying I won't be quiet, but I promise you, I thought I had the goods on God. Damn, I thought God was awesome. And I thought, hey, yeah, growing up in a metaphysical church, knowing what I know, I thought I had the goods on God. But I tell you, I haven't even begun to scratch the surface. Studying Reverend Ike and Reverend Ike's mentor was Neville Goddard. And reading the Neville Goddard's book, reading things that really, you know, this conversation really made me think. Listening to KRS right there saying it's about tapping into that space where you could command the universe. Family, this is some good stuff, I tell you. This is the answer. This is the answer, and the answer is you. You tapping into that dimension that can bring the invisible into the visible world. That's what Albert Einstein, you see what Albert Einstein asked God to let God, I want to just see your face. You know, God, Albert Einstein was seeking to see God. Albert Einstein wanted God. And in that prayer, God said, okay, Albert, you ready? And when Albert Einstein transphysical and the universe opened up for Albert Einstein to see who God was, it blew Albert Einstein's mind when he understood that he saw his own face. What does that mean? It was devastating to Albert Einstein that I have that much power. And he began to weep because he also understood that we can do, when we can tap into this powerful presence, and we can do one or two things. Everything has the power to do one or two things. Fire has the ability to create warmth, make good food, but it also can destroy. And I can go on and on. The more of us, people like you and you and you who come to enlighten the space on the planet, the more of you who tap into that space, the more of the world consciousness can change and we can shift the molecules in the planet. It's time for us to use it because guess what? Us who can move into that space, just even if it's just a few of us in this collective space right now, whoever decides to use it, even though it's more of us. But even if it's just us, we will be able to shift so powerfully together that we can shift the atmosphere, the molecules, that we could come together and create some powerful things in nature, in this universe. We can hear what nature is trying to get us to see and hear. That we won't need tsunamis and hurricanes and different things that wipe us out, because we'll be one with nature and we will hear the cries of Mother Nature without having to feel the pain and the wrath of Mother Nature. I know I keep saying I'm going to quit, but I promise you I'm quitting right now. And so I want to say this to you. You've been chosen today to use your power And so I invite you today to tap into that greater version, the you of you that makes you you. I feel like you got a breakdown today. I feel like you've heard the message, but you never quite understood what that meant when Christ said you can do what I can do and even greater because you didn't know how to get there. I feel like you've been transported today into a space that really allows you to know that. I could be wrong, but somebody's been changed today. And so I want to remind you today that your life is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. And I truly, truly want you not to just dream, but live your God-sized dream. And when you are living the dream, something magical happens. And so today, I invite you to go for it. Simply start by tapping into the power that is invested in you, the authority that has been given to you to live God-sized dreams. This is Kim Family, right here on the Love Journey. This has been another Love Journey production, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. We're about to soar, family. We're about to fly together. The love journey is about to go to its next level. All of us, I can feel it. I see it, and I know it. Thank you for being part of my elevation, part of my healing, and a part of my growth. Because, again, it's because of you that I study. It's because of you that I show myself approved so that I can be prepared to come to you, not with just any information, though, just with information that can change, transform, and transport. I'm ready, family. Are you ready? This has set me free. Kim, I love you. With all the energy of my heart, I promise you, there would be no me if it was no you. All the time I thought I was doing something here to shift you, and the whole time it was totally about me. See, God knew that I needed you to discipline myself, because God knew that anytime I make a commitment, I'm committed to the commitment. If I say I'm going to do it, God knows that that's the personality that I am, because that's how my mother raised us. If you ain't going to do something, don't do it. My mother said, if you ain't going to do it right, then don't do it at all. You got to be committed to the commitment. And God knew that I would be committed to the commitment. So with that being said, I'm so grateful that you all made me committed to the commitment. All right, family, this is Kim. Set me free.
Baby, no.
why you're strong enough to let love, let it set you free. Got an overbreak in your heart, it's no better place to be. So open it up, come go with me, and let love set you free. Thank you for tuning in this morning. Another Love Journey production. Woo.